Hello, wow, that's my voice. Welcome to Raw Japan, episode 112. This is Brandon Chin. I'm broadcasting from Florida in the USA. Today we're going to talk about undiscovered places in Japan. So, in the cities, there's all these really, I don't know why my voice sounds like that. I guess I just woke up. But, in the cities in Japan, the layout is very, it's more, everything's more, I don't want to say cramped, but it's not as spread out as some other cities. See how I did that there? And, because of this, in the cities, you can go down many different small alleyways and find some small and intimate bars, restaurants, etc. And in Fukuoka City, they have many of these places as well. But Itoshima, the main place would be Maibaru, which is close to the main train station. And they used to have what I've heard was the most, they have these things called snack, which is like a place, a bar where a mama-san, which is like usually an older woman that runs the bar, serves you drinks, but kind of, how do you say, showers you with positive vibes. There we go. And usually older men go there that are lonely, or groups of people that want to be entertained. And this place in Maibaru, it's called the Shotengai, which is like a shopping arcade, basically a corridor with many different shops in it. And this shotengai had the most snack bars in Japan. Used to. It's pretty impressive considering that this place was, that Itoshima is not so big, but most of those places are closed down now. And because it's just not many people that go out here. If anything, most people go out to Fukuoka City when they want to be entertained or whatever. But, you know, it's interesting to walk down that place and still find some small shops down some alleyways. Like the other day I was there and I passed this record store. It's called Speakeasy. And I think on the last episode, I was talking about my favorite artist is the Blue Herb from Hokkaido, Sapporo. And I was just walking after finishing, where did I go out that day? I think I was eating ramen before I stopped eating meat. I was eating ramen, so it was this year in the spring. And I was just walking with a friend, and it was after some late night ramen. And he was outside, and I just was asking him about the place next door, which is like a motsunabe place, which is like pork intestine inside a hot pot. And he was like, yeah, it's okay. And I was just talking to him. And he's tall, and he was outside the speakeasy bar, and he said he was a rapper from Hokkaido. And I was like, oh shit, do you know the Blue Herb? He's like, yeah, I used to perform with him or something. He's like, I think he was in a music video with him or something. But I was like, he said it so casually. I was like, oh shit, that's really cool. I like this guy a lot. And yeah, I'll stop by your bar sometime, which I haven't done yet. But probably when I go back next month, I'll go out there with a friend or something. But, yeah, I mean, You never know what you can find once you venture down some small alleyway here in Japan. So I recommend if you, when you come here to travel, to not let the cramped, oh, said it. Cramped, narrow, here we go, narrow spaces. Don't let that stop you from going and getting it done and trying out some new places. So, thank you for listening. That is today's episode. Very short. Today is December 30th, 9:44 p.m. And this is close to the new year, you know? You got to think about what you're going to do next year. So, sorry. I'm going to give you a new link today. BrandonChin.net. No backslash raw. This one's BrandonChin.net. You go there. Scroll down, check out some free stuff, pop in your email address, and you get the juice. So take care of yourself. Happy New Year is coming up. Yo-yo toshio. You know, it's not New Year's yet, but you know. Take care of yourself. See you on the next episode. Goodbye.